Kingsview financial advisor Paul Nolte. And let's start off with what everybody's talking about, Paul, and that is Musk and Twitter. And isn't the real story here how badly that business has done? The stock has not done well for such a high-profile product. What's your take on all this?
You know, it's not one that we really follow. It's not one that we've invested in. But when you take a look at what's happened to a lot of the other social media companies, like a Facebook, and you compare that to what Twitter has done, at least from a market perspective, Twitter has definitely underperformed. And certainly it is the place that a lot of people do go for information of some sort, albeit in 120 characters or less, but it gives you that instantaneous information when something is happening, and they really haven't been able to monetize it. And, you know, that's the goal, I think, for Elon Musk at this point, looking to take it private.
Let's talk about the Fed and what they're going to do, what you think they're going to do. And I know you think this period we're in now is kind of the lull before the storm, right?
Yeah. You know, the Fed is... Last week was the last week that they could be out publicly making comments about monetary policy and kind of set the stage. This week, nobody is out talking as per their usual requirements ahead of the Fed meeting, which is next week. They've telegraphed at least a 50 basis point increase in rates, and they kind of threw out a few trial balloons for 75 basis points at their next meeting after that. And that's really what's put the market on edge. The market fell fairly dramatically Wednesday, Thursday, and even early yesterday before recovering. And the markets are not a big fan of higher interest rates. The equity markets like cheap money, and any time that changes, the equity markets struggle, and this is certainly no different.
You've been at this for more than 30 years, so what's your advice for fixed income investors right now?
You know, fixed income is... We're going to be in a period where, obviously, we've lost money on the fixed income side as interest rates go up. It's a teeter-totter. Interest rates go up, the value of your bond portfolio goes down. It's not, I don't think, going to be a period where we're going to get up to 8 to 10% on bonds. We are going to have some type of an economic slowdown, and the Fed will then start cutting rates again at some point over the next year or two. So I'm not expecting this to be a long-term pain, and we'll never be able to recover from it. I think we're going to be back down to a low interest rate environment over the next couple of years. So patience and probably keeping some money on the short-term side, T-bills or maybe 3-6 month securities where you're turning those over and getting the higher coupons makes some sense here.
We're going to be getting some numbers next week that could move the market. What will we be hearing about, and what will you be watching?
Yeah, next week could be we flip the calendar over to May, and hopefully the flowers will be coming up with a little bit of warmer weather as opposed to what we're getting today. But we should see the unemployment numbers next Friday. The Fed obviously will have their decision. We'll have some information as far as what their plans are beyond the meeting next week. But the unemployment numbers next Friday, we'll be keeping an eye on wage growth and seeing, again, if some of the inflationary numbers are coming through to wages. We've heard a lot of anecdotal stories about and people getting paid a lot more money just to show up. And so we anticipate that we're going to see that coming through as well. We'll get the supply or we'll get the manufacturing indexes. We'll get services indexes. So we usually, the first 5-10 business days of the month are usually the big parts of the month as far as a lot of market moving data.
The market seemed to be bouncing back last week, beginning of the week, and then Thursday and Friday, it all crashed. What happened? What caused that?
You got Chair Powell to thank for that.
Oh, okay.
There was a symposium that he was at on Thursday, and he pretty much cemented the 50 basis point hike for the meeting next week. But as I mentioned, they were throwing out some trial balloons there for 75 basis points and more aggressive rate hikes than I think a lot of investors had anticipated. And that was really what set the markets off. And they haven't quite recovered. You know, they did a little bit yesterday and we're down a little bit this morning as well. So they still have to find their footing here. But higher interest rates are really at the core of the equity market weakness.
Paul Nolte, Senior VP, Kingsview Wealth Management. Are you keeping your Twitter account? Do you even have a Twitter account?
I heard there's something called Twitter, and I haven't quite figured that technology out. I'm getting into that old category, and I don't bother with it anymore.
Mr. Musk will explain it to you. Thank you,
Paul.
Thank you. Have a good one.